and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 29th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Signs of Contradiction, and the reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
I came to cast fire upon the earth, and would that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am constrained until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For henceforth in one house there will be five divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against her mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? I need to think long and hard about the negative answer Jesus gives to this question, about the extreme frustration he felt as he speaks of the fire upon the earth that he came to cast, the baptism of crucifixion that both divided and united humanity. Divided and united. Do we remember Simeon's prophecy during the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple? Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against, a sign of contradiction. Jesus did not choose crucifixion. It was chosen for him, imposed on him by the Roman rulers of Israel and by Israeli religious leaders whose envy pressured the people to chant, "Crucify him." But he needed to accomplish it, and never used his divinity to minimize it. He gave all he had, all he was, until there was nothing more to give. Neither was Jesus happy about the division that he brought, but he accepted the reality of it and recognized the sad lack of peace that would often afflict what has been considered the basic human connection, the family. And peace is not what those in authority from the Romans on down chose. No, in urging the crucifixion, they chose division. There is an existential barrier, isn't there, between life as brutal oppression by the strong and self-determined, by the political strongmen that we recognize in our 21st century lives, and the peace, justice, and salvation offered by Jesus. Peace to Jesus would come only through the fire of baptism, the crucifixion that had become his mission, the sacrifice that would restore to humanity the unity of the Father's kingdom. In a Transfiguration homily of some years ago on love and suffering, Richard Rohr points out that, quote, "The disciples first respond to the transfigured Christ with fear. But Jesus comes, touches them, and says, 'Get up and do not be afraid.' When they raise their eyes, they see nothing but one image, Jesus. Their lives have become fully focused and simplified on the one thing that is good and the one thing that is necessary. But then Jesus leads them down the mountain, back into the ordinary world to continue his labor of love, healing, and nonviolent protest against empire. Sooner or later, we have to go to our own mountaintop, have to have our own transfiguration, and have to walk back down into the ordinary world on the path of suffering and the path of love, which are, in the end, the same. Signs of contradiction."